He will turn the hearts of the fathers to the children, and the hearts of the children to their fathers.
We live in a generation gasping for fatherhood, not just biological fathers, but spiritual ones. Men who lead by the word of God, who love with truth, and who stand in the gap when the world abandons the broken. This generation has been orphaned by addiction, wounded by absence, and deceived by lies that promise pleasure but deliver pain. And yet, God is still raising fathers, not perfect men, but willing men, men who will follow His leadership in order to lead others out of the darkness. See what great love the Father has lavished on us, that we should be called children of God. When we talk about fatherhood, we must start with God Himself. He is not a distant deity. He is Abba, a personal father. His love corrects, guides, and restores. He doesn't abandon His children when they fail. He runs toward them like the father of the prodigal son. If we want to lead this broken generation, we must learn to father like Him, not through control, but through compassion, not through pride, but through presence, not through authority alone, but through example. Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. You cannot father a hurting generation without first being fathered by the Word of God. The Word shapes our identity, disciplines our heart, and gives us wisdom to lead those who are lost. Many men have learned how to fight, how to work, how to survive, but not how to love. The Word of God teaches us both strength and tenderness. It teaches a man when to roar and when to weep. When you open the Word, you receive correction. When you obey the Word, you receive authority. When you live the Word, you become a testimony. A father led by the Word doesn't just preach truth, he embodies it. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because He has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives. Jesus came for the addicted, the abandoned, and the ashamed. And if Christ lives in us, then His mission is now our mission. A father's calling is to bring healing through presence and truth. That means showing up when others run away. It means calling out potential when the world only sees problems. It means speaking words of life to those drowning in despair. Many young men today have no blueprint for manhood. They've seen power without love, correction without compassion, and religion without relationship. That's why God calls us, spiritual fathers, to rise up and model redemption, not just preach recovery, but walk recovery, not just quote scripture, but embody scripture. When a man filled with the Holy Spirit walks into a room of broken sons, something shifts. The authority of heaven meets the ache of the earth, and sons begin to believe they can be whole again. Though you have countless guides in Christ, you do not have many fathers. When we build relationship through love and consistency, hearts begin to heal. And when that healing takes root, the spirit of adoption begins to move. They begin to call God Father for themselves. And that's the miracle of it all. The father of the righteous will greatly rejoice, and he who begets a wise son will be glad in him. The blessing of a father is more powerful than a curse of a generation. Every time you lay hands on a young man and say, "I'm proud of you, God's got a plan for your life," you're breaking chains that words of rejection built. Speak blessing, pray life, declare destiny. Your words carry the echo of the Father's heart. For you were once darkness, but now you are light, and the Lord walk as children of light. When fathers walk in light, sons will follow. When men confess instead of hiding, others learn that transparency is strength. When men forgive, families begin to heal. When men lead with humility, the light of Christ fills every shadow. The world has enough preachers. God is raising fathers, men of light, men of love, men of legacy. If you want to reach a drug-addicted, abandoned, hurting generation, start by kneeling before your Father in heaven. Let Him father you. Let Him correct you. Let Him fill you. Because the greatest gift a man can give to a broken world is the reflection of the Father's love. Lord Jesus, make us fathers who walk in your word and carry your heart. Heal what's broken in us so we can help heal what's broken in them. Give us courage to stand, compassion to lead, and faith to keep loving when it's hard. Father, turn our hearts toward your sons and daughters, and let this generation rise from ashes into your marvelous light. In Jesus' name, amen.